patience for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, September 14th, 2022, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the beautiful Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com. where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is End of the Shemitah and the 2023 Mandate. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. We ask that the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit permeate this place today. Lord, let the Spirit be powerful in this place, that people's hearts will be changed and that they will look up to your one and only begotten Son, who is the Lord and only Savior of the world and whose name is Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place upon the cross. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast. As we open the show for today, it is with scripture found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. Where Jesus begins by stating, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, said Jesus, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, for what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body, what ye shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?" he asks, and then continues by saying, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. My friends, the world that we now find ourselves living in here at 11:59 in split seconds, just before the imminent return of the one and only true and living Savior of the world, who is none other than Jesus Christ, is coming apart at the seams. People are continuously asking when the world that we once knew before the year 2020 will return. But the answer to that question, sadly, is never. I know that that is a blunt answer, but my friends, the truth is that the Lord God has been giving warning over the past 21 years in the form of 3 7-year periods, each period ending in a Shemitah year. My friends, for the last 21 years, since the events of September 11th, 2001, which was at the end of a Shemitah year, as is the current year of 2022, which will end on the evening of Sunday, September 25th, 2022, which is to say the last day or the 29th day of the month of Elul on the Hebrew civil calendar. From the events of 9/11 to this present day, the Lord God has tried to get the attention and hearts of those who live on this planet called Earth by at different times allowing us to see and experience what Satan and his crew have planned for this world, which will soon culminate with the time of great tribulation when Satan's Antichrist beast, accompanied by his false prophet, will have full rule, reign, and power over the entire world to implement the system of the beast, better known as the mark of the beast, as outlined in Revelation chapter 13. For the span of 42 months, or 3.5 years, during the second half of the 7-year period of the time of tribulation, as noted throughout the Word of God, aka the Bible. As we dive into our first piece of the day, it will serve as a look back, as well as a look ahead to what has been and what is soon and sooner than most realize to come for America and the world at large concerning the rest of this year called 2022 and on into the coming year of 2023. With that said, this piece is brought to you by Mr. Michael Snyder, author of themostimportantnews.com, and is dated September 13th, 2022, and titled, "Just Like in September 2008, Many Investors Fear That a Dangerous Chain Reaction Is Starting on Wall Street," of which Mr. Snyder thusly begins by asking, do you remember the panic that swept through Wall Street in September 2008? Well, a lot of people believe that it is starting to happen again. And once selling starts to spiral out of control, it is going to be incredibly difficult to stop. On Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1,276 points. That was the seventh biggest single-day decline in history, and on a point basis was actually larger than anything we witnessed back in 2008. Investors were bitterly disappointed by the monthly inflation report because it showed that everything that the Fed has done so far has not worked. It appears to be inevitable that the Fed will continue to raise interest rates in a desperate attempt to get inflation under control, and that has put Wall Street in a very sour mood. At this point, Mr. Snyder continues by stating the widespread selling that we saw on Tuesday was more than just a little bit frightening. The Dow Jones kept plummeting throughout the day, and the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ actually performed even worse than the Dow did. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 1,276.37 points, or 3.94%, to close at 31,104.97. The S&P 500 dropped 4.32% to close at 3,932.69. And the NASDAQ Composite sank 5.16% to end the day at 11,633.57. Just five stocks, he says, in the S&P 500 finished in positive territory. Tech stocks were hit particularly hard, with Facebook parent Meta skidding 9.4% and chip giant Nvidia shed 9.5%. Mr. Snyder adds that this was the worst day for stocks since the early days of the pandemic. He continues by stating, but one bad day does not make a crisis, and then goes on to say, hopefully tomorrow will be better. Just before going on to say, but when you compare the current behavior of the stock market to how it behaved just prior to the crash of 2008, the similarities are astonishing. He continues by saying, it certainly isn't going to take much to spark a massive rush for the exits. If a bad inflation number can cause the sort of stampede that we witnessed on Tuesday, what would happen if we received some really bad news? He continues by sharing, not that I am downplaying the severity of the inflation report, consumer prices have now been going up for 27 months in a row, and what is happening to food is especially alarming. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, report released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed that the prices on all items in the United States increased by 8.3% from August of 2021 to August of 2022, with the price of gasoline rising 25.6%. The price of electricity rising 15.8%, and the price of food rising 11.4%. The report indicated that the 11.4% year-to-year increase in the price of food was the highest in 43 years. Mr. Snyder continues by saying, if you have been to the supermarket lately, you already know that food prices have risen to very painful levels. And some of our most important staples, such as milk, flour, and eggs, are leading the way. Americans browsing the supermarket aisle will notice most food items are far more expensive than they were a year ago. Egg prices soared 39.8%, while flour got 23.3% more expensive. Milk rose 17%, and the price of bread jumped 16.2%. Meat and poultry also grew costlier. Chicken prices jumped 16.6%, while meats rose 6.7%, and pork increased by 6.8%. Fruits and vegetables together are up 9.4%. Moving forward, Mr. Snyder points out that the experts at the Fed don't seem to understand that hiking interest rates won't fix this. He further states that we are in the early stages of a historic global food crisis that is going to be with us for a very long time to come. The biggest reason why food prices are increasing so aggressively is because there simply isn't enough supply. He then adds, so the Fed can try to hammer demand as much as it wants, but people are still going to have to buy food, and hiking interest rates is not going to help us produce any additional food. He then notes, if anything, higher rates may put a damper on food production. He says this is a totally different environment from the early 1980s, and those that believe that higher rates will tame inflation like they did back then are just being delusional. He then goes on to say, but just like we saw back in 2008, higher rates will crush the U.S. housing market and the economy as a whole. He then interjects that during a recent interview with billionaire John Katsimatidis, asked the Federal Reserve to stop raising rates because if we stay on the path that we are on, it will destroy the rest of the country. So I call upon the Federal Reserve, if we keep raising interest rates, we're going to destroy the rest of the country. Somebody has to stand up and say it. Doesn't have to happen. And they're going to destroy the rest of the country. And there is a recession. It could turn into a depression. Mr. Snyder then asks, are you willing to go through an economic depression just to get the inflation rate back down to an acceptable levels? He follows that up by saying, if not, that's too bad because the Federal Reserve is not accountable to you. He then goes on to say, we are already starting to see signs that higher rates are having a really negative impact on hiring plans. Based on the latest data from U.S. Small Businesses, or SMBS, the demand for labor has declined again, with nearly two out of every three, or 63%, putting their hiring on hold because they can't afford to add staff. And 10% of that group is laying off workers. This decline is quite significant as it's 18% higher than it was in July at just 45%. Beyond that, the percentage reducing their staff jumped 6 to 10% this month from just 4% in July. Mr. Snyder then says, just like in 2008, vast numbers of Americans will lose their jobs in the months ahead. He then asks, are you sure that your job is secure? Just before going on to say, economic conditions are rapidly deteriorating all around us, and our short-term problems could get a whole lot worse if 100,000 railroad workers decide to initiate a work stoppage on Friday. President Biden and senior administration officials are working with others in the transportation industry, including truckers, shippers, and air freight, for contingency plans if a rail shutdown materializes at the end of the week. A White House official told Bloomberg, the administration is trying to understand what supply chains could be disrupted the most and how to utilize other forms of transportation to ensure commodities and consumer goods continue to flow across the country. More than 100,000 railroad workers could walk off the job on Friday if freight rail companies and unions don't reach labor agreements. That is Friday, September 16th, 2022, my friends. And to that, Mr. Snyder says, let us hope that such a work stoppage can be avoided. But even if it can, there is no short-term hope on the horizon. As Mr. Snyder moves to close his piece, he states, our current crop of leaders is the worst in all of U.S. history, and they have us on a path that leads to national economic suicide. He further states, so many of us have been pleading with Fed officials to stop raising rates because higher rates will absolutely cripple our country. He goes on to close his piece by sharing, unfortunately, they don't really care what any of us think, and they have made it quite clear that more extremely foolish rate hikes are dead ahead. Mr. Snyder ends with these chilling words, I would encourage you to brace yourself for a full-blown national economic meltdown, because this is precisely where the Fed's policies will take us. And on that most mesmerizing of notes, my friends, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our investigation of end of the Shemitah and the 2023 mandate.
In this time of desperation, all we know is doubt and fear. There is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So, let our faith be more. Songs we sing, and in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. Let the lost be found, and the dead be raised. In the here and now, the loving babe. Let the church be loud. Our God will say, we believe, we believe. And the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know Your love will never fail. We believe, we believe.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit,
and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again.
love that part where it says, let your faith be more than an anthem. And our songs, let our faith be more than the songs we sing. My friends, that always reminds me of a word that the Lord gave me. He said, is that cross around your neck a decoration or a declaration? Something to think about. Okay, now, my friends, as we move into the exciting second half of our show for today, we will begin with scripture found in Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, in which the word of God states, and again, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day, which is to say the 24th day, my friends, of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. With that said, my friends, just before we move into the revealing of the God-breathed mandate for the upcoming year of 2023, keeping the verses just shared from Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 through 22 in mind, we will first be taking a look into another piece penned by Mr. Michael Snyder, author of The End of the American Dream.com, dated September 11th, 2022, titled Life as You Have Known It Will Never Be the Same Again. What ominous event do they have planned for September 24th? Of which Mr. Snyder opens by asking, what in the world are they planning to do on September 24th, 2022? As you will see below, a member of the German legislature is openly warning that it's time to listen up, my friends, that September 24th will be a day when everyone will remember, quote, exactly where he or she was. Mr. Snyder continues by stating, needless to say, those days don't come along very often. For those that were alive at the time, the death of John F. Kennedy was one of those days, and certainly 9/11 was one of those days. But off the top of my head, he says, I can't really think of too many others. Just before going on to say, I can remember where I was, he says, I can remember what I was doing when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans in 2005, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine earlier this year was definitely a major turning point. Beyond that, there just aren't too many days, he says, that fall into this category. He continues by sharing, this is why something that a member of the German parliament just said seemed so odd. Quote, everyone will not forget September 24th, 2022, and everyone will know exactly where he or she was. To that ominous statement, Mr. Snyder asks, why? Why does he believe that September 24th will be so historic? Mr. Snyder then goes on to share that a video of this clip has been going viral on social media. He also lets you know that you can watch it for yourself at a link he has on this article. He says that when the 24th day of September was mentioned, you can hear the other members of the German legislature react. Mr. Snyder then asks, did he reveal something that he wasn't supposed to reveal? My friends, I did listen to the video, and it was in German, so I really couldn't understand what he was saying, but I could see where the word September was used and so on and so forth. And they all gasped when he said what is being said that he said here. which is everyone will not forget September 24th, 2022, and everyone will know exactly where he or she was. They gasped at that quote, my friends. And with that said, Mr. Snyder then asks, did he reveal something that he wasn't supposed to reveal? He then goes on to say, at this point, we don't know. Just before going on to say, perhaps nothing is planned for September 24th, and especially now that maybe he let the cat out of the bag and praise God it may have dissolved the plan. But Mr. Snyder goes on to say, perhaps if we could listen to the remainder of his speech, it would be obvious that he was referring to something completely trivial. Mr. Snyder then says, the reason why this caught my attention is because I do believe that September 25th and September 26th will be very significant. What Mr. Snyder is referring to is... What Mr. Snyder is referring to is a Sunday and a Monday that will occur in a mere 10 days from now, my friends. And here is the rest of the story, and is where Mr. Snyder continues by pointing out that this year, Elul 29 begins at sundown on September 24th, which is Saturday, my friends. And it runs until sundown, September 25th, which is Sunday, my friends. Mr. Snyder continues by sharing, as I detailed in a previous article, we witnessed the worst stock market crash in U.S. history up to that time on Elul 29 in 2001. He further states, That record stood until it was broken precisely 7 years later on Elul 29, 2008. He continues by adding that Elul 29 fell on a Sunday in 2015, and the stock market is closed on Sundays, so no record was going to be broken there. However, he says, we did see a tremendous amount of financial shaking in August and September of that year. Now, moving on to this year, he continues by stating that in 2022, Elul 29 once again falls on a Sunday, so there will be no stock market crash on that day either. My friends, one thing to keep in mind that I believe that Mr. Snyder may have not taken into consideration is that the world markets open at 5 p.m. on Sunday night, and the U.S. futures begin at that time and set the tone for the U.S. market open on Monday, September 26th. With that note in mind, as Mr. Snyder continues his piece, he says, but I will be watching very closely because Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the secular new year in Israel, will begin at sundown on Sunday, September 25th. According to Jewish tradition, he says, 1 7-year Shemitah cycle will end and a new one will commence once the sun goes down that evening. He further states, of course, the truth is that we don't know for sure if Jewish authorities have calculated the Shemitah cycles correctly, and the Bible also doesn't make it completely clear on what day the Shemitah cycles are to begin. So, he says, we can't be too dogmatic about any of this. He continues by saying, with that being said, without a doubt, a great number of believers will be on high alert as we approach Rosh Hashanah. And James Bailey, he says, who is the author and the author of Z3 News, my friends, just had a dream which is quite alarming. In a dream on August 24th, I was speaking with an unseen person and told them nothing will be the same after September 25th and 26th. That was the end of the dream. It was very short, but I believe it was a prophetic warning, says Mr. Bailey. A few days later, I received another short dream, which I believe was instructing me to share this so that what I got, and so that's what I got, and the remainder of this article is my interpretation. Okay. He says, nothing will be the same is the same as saying everything is going to change. Since no limitations were given, I believe the magnitude of these changes will be very big, impacting everything, everywhere, and everyone. So we won't have to wonder whether or not this happens, because it will be way too big to miss. After September 25th and 26th reveals the start without revealing any ending date. So I think that means these changes will continue indefinitely with no going back to the way things were before. From this point forward, Mr. Snyder continues by sharing, to a lot of people, it may seem quite strange that 2 days were mentioned. But once you understand that Rosh Hashanah goes from sundown on September 25th to sundown on September 26th, it makes perfect sense. And according to Jewish tradition, those 24 hours are the very first day of the new Shemitah cycle. Actually, my friends, while this may be Jewish tradition, concerning the ending and the beginning of an old and new Shemitah cycle, biblically speaking, Rosh Hashanah is also known as the Feast of Trumpets and is a 2-day celebration. And this year, it begins at sundown September 25th, as Mr. Snyder said, but it does not end until sundown September 27th. As Mr. Snyder continues his piece, he shares, I completely agree with James that it is entirely possible that nothing of note may happen on that particular date. Like he said, it could just be a threshold after which nothing is ever the same again. Mr. Snyder then continues by saying, in any event, I certainly expect the next 7 years to be some of the most chaotic years in human history. He then says, there is one more thing that I wanted to mention before I end this article. It has been pointed out to me, he says, that the fall of the queen has happened just before we go to the fall of this year. And in the fall of this year, many are anticipating that we could see the fall of Western civilization kick into high gear. Mr. Snyder moves to close his piece by saying, perhaps this is just a huge coincidence and people are reading way too much into all of this. This is entirely possible. But if you had to pick just one figure that represented the entire Western world, it would have to be her. And the Western world is certainly on the verge of a complete and total collapse. Mr. Snyder ends his piece by sharing, we are moving into times where we will see catastrophic events happen that most people never even imagine were possible. All of human history has been building up to a grand crescendo, and we get to be here for it. Is this month going to be particularly significant? The appointed times, says Mr. Snyder, in the Bible, are always a time for us to gather and meet with the Lord. And throughout history, God has often done really big things during those appointed times. We don't know for sure that God will do anything really big this year, but without a doubt, we should all be watching. And with that said, my friends, we have now come to the big reveal. As many of you know who have been with me for these many years, each year between summer and fall, for the past 19 years, I have been blessed to have the Lord God bestow upon me the honor of delivering a yearly mandate to the church as well as to the world at large. The mandate for the year 2022, if you will recall, is that the year 2022 is the year of the beginning of chaos. With that said, the mandate for the upcoming year of 2023 is brought to you by way of the mouth of the one and only true and living God of heaven, and is to be heeded by the ears of all mankind. This mandate was given to me, Pastor Dana, on Labor Day, September 5th, 2022, at 12:40 p.m., and is that the year 2023 will be the year of total chaos and confusion. The scriptures given for this mandate are as follows, and are found in Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 26. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And Hebrews chapter 12, verses 23 through 29, which state, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things which are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get your life in order with the Lord, because the things that are going to begin to come upon the face of this planet, no one has ever seen since the beginning of time, my friends. The evilness that is about to hit worldwide in this place when everything starts going haywire to the point that it is very noticeable to everyone on the face of this planet will be over the top. And without the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit in your life, you are leaving yourself open to total destruction. Because the Lord God for 21 years has tried to, as I said before, grasp the minds and the hearts and the souls of the people of this planet to warn them that his plan is soon to come to an end. And when it does, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will rise up off this earth to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forevermore at his appearing in the rapture. Or if the Lord calls you home before that time, my friends, you must have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ before you leave this earth. Because after you take your last breath or the Lord Jesus Christ returns in the rapture, will be too late to decide that you wanted to spend eternity in heaven walking the streets of gold with the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, there are so many things, even in this next, you know, I've got it pinned down to from Friday the 16th all the way to the 30th and even the 1st of October from the 16th of September, the things that I've been hearing, if they were or if they do or if they are going to take place, can begin the ball rolling towards the time of total chaos and confusion, my friends, as the Lord says, will appear in the year that is ahead of us. It's no more the beginning of chaos, my friends, but it now will be the year of total chaos and confusion coming in 2023. My friends, today the Lord Jesus Christ is here. He's able to receive you. All you have to do is cry out to him. Tell the Lord Jesus Christ that you know you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Because my friends, sinners are going to end up in the lake of fire. Those who have given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and begin to walk as the Lord has called us to through the words of the New Testament, and those of the types and shadows that were of the Old Testament brought forward into the New Testament, my friends, those people are going to be the ones that are going to spend eternity in heaven. Those are the ones that the power, working, and anointing of the Holy Spirit will be able to work through. And when devastation comes, no matter what it is, or when evil overruns this place, the Lord is able to hide you, my friends. The Bible is full of accounts where the Lord protected his people. He broke them out of prison. He had people just walk right past them, not even see them or know that they were there, my friends. There are many accounts of how the Lord has taken care of his people and will continue to take care of those who belong to him through a personal relationship with his one and only begotten Son. What comes back to my mind is the Lord has told me that when this time comes, that everything is out of our control in this world, that he will take care of us as he took care of Daniel in the lion's den. And he will take care of us as he took care of the three Hebrew children in the fire, the fiery furnace, my friends, who walked out without even the smell of smoke upon their garments. But those who put them there were burned up in a flash. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you need to make yourself ready spiritually to be received of the Lord Jesus Christ at whatever time he may call you home or arrive here in the rapture, which is soon and very soon, my friends. We know not the day or the hour, which means we know not the day of the week or the hour in that day, but we can certainly see the signs of the times because they are all around us. And the Lord said that we would see them. And we see them, and the world at large sees them as well. As I said, you know, starting on Friday, they've got this possible big walkout of these railroad working people, which would cause the railroad, the train system to go down across the country. If that happens, there's going to be total chaos. Because if that really were to happen, you know, markets would not get their supplies. I'm talking grocery stores, would not get their supplies because grocery stores operate on a 24 hour a day basis as far as things coming and going from and to the market, my friends. So, you know, fresh produce and things like that, it arrives early in the morning And then when you get there, it's there. I mean, it doesn't just stay fresh for weeks on end there. Now, I mean, I know there's stores that you might think that's possibly true, but really, there are things that are brought to the stores fresh daily, my friends, that we don't see because we're not even up yet as those truckers and the trains that have brought them in and stuff are working to make sure they're there for us. So we've got the possibility of a railroad strike. Okay. Then we have on Monday, the Queen is going to be laid to rest. And when she is in the UK, they're going to declare a bank holiday. So we don't know what kind of repercussions that can cause throughout the world, seemingly innocent on the part of what it sounds like it should be associated with. But we don't know what the plans of these people that run this place have in mind at any given time, except by the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit to show us. Then on the 20th and 21st of next week, we've got the Fed meeting, and they're going to raise the interest rates again, my friends. Some people say 75 basis points, but I say there is a possibility that they may raise it one full point, which is not helping anybody, as Mr. Michael Snyder just said. And is certainly not doing anything to help the country overall, my friends. In fact, if the truth be known, my friends, they're not trying to bring inflation down. They're trying to kill the economy with it because they want to bring in their new worldwide economic system with the new digital currency known as a CBDC or central bank digital currency that all countries will be required to use. And it's only setting the stage for the Antichrist, my friends. There is nothing I'm telling you right here that is not true. It is the truth. They want to collapse our worldwide economy so they can bring in their new system because they believe they're going to be in total control of every person on the face of this planet through their money. You do something that the governments don't like, they'll cut you off. You're a Christian, they'll cut you off. You're this, you're that, you're the other thing, they'll cut you off. You don't say just what they want you to say on social media, they'll cut you off. Believe me, they're already doing it in China and other countries, my friends. Canada was a good example when they cut people off for standing with the truckers that were, you know, we're having a protest. And, there's a lot of things going on in this world, my friends. And it's a battle of good and evil. It's a battle between, really, Satan and God for the souls of men. Satan is trying to take your soul with him to the lake of fire, which is where he ultimately ends up. And the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price upon the cross of Calvary through the shedding of his precious and holy blood so that you may have eternal life with him. But the choice is purely yours. If you end up in the lake of fire, you made the choice. No one else did. And if you end up walking the streets of gold, you made the choice. No one else did. Because the Lord God gave you a free will in this world to make a choice. And there's always been a plan even before the foundation of this world was ever laid, because it says the Lamb was slain before the foundation of this world was ever laid. So the Lord God knew that this day would come, that Jesus would have to go to the cross, that we would all be here right now, and the end of his plan would just be ticks on the clock. We're at 11:59 and split seconds before the end of God's plan, my friends. And in that split second, Satan thinks that because God is going to give him full rule and reign over this earth for 3.5 years, that he's got it made in the shade. Well, unfortunately, for the souls that he will take to the lake of fire with him, he does in that regard. And it's a very sad state of affairs for those who are not ready, watching, and waiting to go with the Lord Jesus Christ and will be caught here at that time and end up taking the mark of the beast, which will doom their soul for all eternity, my friends. And then there are those that on the other side of the rapture that did not know until that time that the Lord Jesus Christ was the only way to eternal life, and they will have to pay with their heads being chopped off. My friends, I would say the majority of everybody out there, that if you can't serve the Lord Jesus Christ now, I don't know what you're going to do when you're faced with they're going to say, denounce the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're going to have your head chopped off. Because if you can't do it now, I certainly don't think that most of you are going to be able to do it on the other side of the rapture, my friends. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows the heart of man. He knows who he will put his Holy Spirit upon to endure that death, to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the declaration they'll be making from their mouths then to say, I will not deny the Lord Jesus Christ, will be backed up by the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, because he already knows their heart. My friends, but if you're within the hearing of my voice, you already know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. Okay? So don't think that you're going to get on the other side of the rapture and try it out. Because like I said, you probably wouldn't make it to start off with. But that's between you and the Lord. I really don't know. But the fact is the majority of people won't, my friends. They will take the mark of the beast on that side of the rapture and forever be doomed. Because they didn't live the life for the Lord Jesus Christ while they had the time here. Then the Lord God did not send his son to the cross to be just mamsy-pamsy about, oh, well, you're a big sinner. It's okay. You can come on in. No, there is no darkness. There is no sin. There's no death. There's no tears. There's nothing evil in the eternal kingdom of God, my friends. It is for those who have endured in this life by not going along with those who traveled the wide road and who have stuck to the straight and narrow path, which leads to life eternal, and there be few that ever find it, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Yes. You need to get your food in order, your water in order to a reasonable degree. Use the wisdom of God. And you need to have your life in order with the Lord. That's number one before any of the other things. Because the Lord just said he can provide the rest of anything on this earth for us that we have need of. But we have to make the choice that we belong to him so he can provide it to us. And also so that we can be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, Paul says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, I like to say right living in Jesus Christ. And the word of God goes on to say, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, who is he? He's Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Who is he? He's Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord is Jesus Christ. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Be sure to get your life in order. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Begin to walk with the Lord Jesus. Begin to seek the Lord God for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit as outlined in the Word of God, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues found in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. And many other places as well, my friends. And then begin to know God's word, know it well and know it correctly for yourself, and ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from the throne of God, my friends, so that during this dark time, that no matter what happens, the Lord will always be with you and the power of His Spirit can sustain you or take you on out of this place to be with the Lord forevermore. With that said, let me pray. Lord God, I pray today that all within the hearing of my voice will surrender their lives unto your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, by asking Him to forgive them of their sins. It is their responsibility to do this, Lord God. I know that. They know that. You know that. And Jesus, you know that. And Holy Spirit, you know that. And Lord God, I ask that you would bestow upon each person, as I know you will, the indwelling power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit as they ask you and seek you for it. Lord Jesus, I thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary, and I hope that many today, from the hearing of your word here today, will join us in the time that is yet to come in eternity. And Holy Spirit, have your way in this day and every day, and bring all things to our remembrance that we have need of. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray, amen and amen. And with that said, my friends, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee His perfect shalom or peace. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all, now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?